Man kann drei hat am Stille. Become hopeless that not so much qualification there to be here. Only they need Varanasandhan, nothing else.
The devotees here. Yes. So more, you're preaching like Swamiji. So the New York, right, when he first came, so many hippies. Rajasunga Bihari, Nishai Gura Sangha, and Gandhar Gura Dandari.
Very beautiful. Yes. From India, you brought all these things?
They have come here from us.
Yes. They mercifully came.
Yes, they have mercifully come. Bless us. Yes.
I'm so happy to see. Oh, very far away from India, in the middle of ocean, Pacific Ocean. Very wonderful thing. And you have met so beautiful environment. That anyone can come here and remind it. Vrindavan garden.
Okay.
Radha Govinda.
Kunja Vihari.
And Govindavanda.
Okay.
So really I'm so happy to see here all these things. Gauranga Bhavita Habe Pura Kasari. Yoka Sarira Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Kavani. Perhaps you have heard that Krishna in Dwapar Yuga he descended to Vrindavan. Prakat Vrindavan. And he enjoyed or released all the rasas. Dasya Sakhabasalyam Madhur. Especially Madhur Ras. In Vrindavan, Rasasthali. Under the shade of Bansi Bhat, in Bhandi Bhat, in Govardhan, especially in Radhakund, also in Govardhan, there is a place, Chandra Sarovar, everywhere. But he was not so much satisfied. He wanted to test the mood of Srimati Radhika, Radhaya Panamahina, Kidrishova, Anilgova, Asadu, Jinad, Bhutmadurina, Kidrishova, Madina. So Kanchasya Madhanu Bhavata, Kidrishova, Tileva, Tadbhava, Darsamjani, Sati, Garbh Sindhu. Grids were not satisfied there. First was that there are two kinds of love and affection. One is called Vishaya. Vishaya Rasa. and another is called Asraya Rasa. Srimati Radhika, Baldev Prabhu and all other Sakhas, Mother Yashoda, they are all in Asraya, Asraya of love. And Krishna is the object of all the loves, all Rasa. Nanda Baba Yashoda, Dham Siddham, Vasudham, Isto Krishna, Lavanga, and all other Sibal Madhumanga. They are the Ashaya of Vasalya, Nanda Baba Yashoda Vasalya, Siddham Sudham of Sakha. And Gopis, especially Lalita Vishaka, and especially Chandra and Radhika, and among them, especially Radhika. Highest love in there. And it is called Mahabhav, Rur, Adirur, Madan, Modan, and so on. So even in Lalita and Vishakha, there is no Madan. Radhika has this thing. So Radhika can see Krishna in such a way that all the symptoms of Ashtasakti, Anubhav, Vyabhav, Vyabhichari, in highest will be in Srimati Radhika to see Krishna. Krishna also has some love and affection for them, but Srimati Radhika, love and affection is so much higher that Krishna cannot imagine. So, Krishna is thinking that for love, Radhika is my guru. He is my sakha, she is my sakha. He is like everything. Also disciples also. But I have accepted her like my guru. Like my guru. So when she sees me, oh, she become mad. But I cannot be mad. To see Srimati Radhika. Why? I'm so soft, so sweet. All worlds wants me. And when see, they all become mad. But when I see Srimati Radhika, I become mad. But not so much mad as Srimati Radhika becomes mad, having all the eight symptoms. Shakti. Shakti means?
Of the Shakti.
Eight. Romancha, Asru, Kalap,
Kampa,
Kampa, Lok, Romancha, all these things. Why this is? I'm so sweet. But Srimati Radhika is so more sweet than me. I am unparalleled beautiful. Even Narayan has only some fraction beautifulness, beauty, not like me. Dwarkadesh is also so beautiful, but not compared to me. Even deer, even clouds, even grasses and trees and creepers becomes mad to see me. But I become mad to see Srimati Radhika. She is more beautiful. I have so many qualities. Mercy and everything. But when compared to see Srimati Radhika, I am nothing. Like zero. If Sri Radhika is not with me, then I am Nirvishesh Brahma. Nirvishesh Brahma. Sometimes with Yogi I become like Paramatma. But not Rasa Vaishyaha. Never. And like life and soul of a whole world. But Radhika is my life and soul. So Radhika, Srimati Radhika is in me. all this, he is my guru. But one thing, there is something in me which makes Srimati Radhika so mad. What is that? Must be anything in me. So what is that? I don't know. Who knows?
Radhika.
Only Srimati Radhika knows this. Otherwise, anyone does not know anything. Myself, I tried best to know this, but I fell. So I will have to take any guru, Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. And you met two, Lalita, Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru.
Visakha,
Siksha Guru. To realize all these things, the mood of Srimati Radhika, because they are always with Srimati Radhika. They are pransakhi of Srimati Radhika. So if I will serve my two gurus, and if they will help me, then I may realize something. Otherwise, hopeless. And the visavigraha of Rasa.
Object
of the Rasa. That is why I cannot. So I will have to be like asavigraha. So it is impossible if Srimati Radhika will be so happy and merciful to me to sprinkle his mercy to me, then I can realize his mood, her mood. So he requested Srimati Radhika that I want to take your mood. She gave her. And he came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaurhari. But how to relish? How to
taste?
No idea. That is why after taking sannyas, he went to South India and he made Raramananda. And Ramananda is not really Ramananda, but he is really
Visakhadevi.
And he took shelter. And she mercifully sprinkled something that is known as Raramananda Sambhad. And knowing all these things, he has moved from Radhika. Radhika has given her mood. And Radhika came like Gadadhar Pandit, looking always that whether he is playing part, my part, very good or not. Always. If anything lacking, at once chastising, oh, you are not doing well. So always chastising. And giving some teachings. Oh, you can do like this, like those. Oh, you should read Barahapiram in this way, not on that, why, how you are doing. Barahapiram natavaradapu karnayo karnikaram Dibhrajabhasa kanukatapisam bauhyayam jamanam Aramdhanam radarasudhayapulayam gobalindayam Dindaranyam sabadaramanam palitavitakirti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan, in the courtyard of Nandanam Acharya, first meeting with Nityananda Prabhu. Sri Nityananda Prabhu began to chant, but not so well. Tears were not coming. Heart was not melting. Not senseless. And on the back of any
curtain,
Gadadhar Pandit. Oh, weeping, so tears coming, heart melting. Chaitanya, who is there? Who is there hidden? Then Srivas Pandit, oh, Gadadhar. Then he began to mix his tone
over the tone of Gadadhar Pandit. So he had to take the long order and went to south, and he quickly learned everything from Shikshavin Vishakha, and then he returned to Puri. And then he was qualified to test the wishes. What is the pranaya of Radhika? This prana means you can know from this how highest thing. Adau sadda tata sadhu sanga ata bhajan kriya tato anath nivritti tato nishtha ruchi asakti then rati or bhav then prem sneh man prane rag anurag bhav mahabhav all going up. This is called prane of Radhika. If there is no love and affection, and you will see take darshan of Radha Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can be like Jarasandha, Shishupal, Durjodhan, like that. No? You cannot taste. But if you have Saddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, especially Prem, then you can taste the beauty of Krishna in new way. No, Ayaman. You can taste the beauty love by love and affection. If there is no love affection, you cannot. So that is why in this song, Gauranga Balite Aure Pura Sariya Hari Rai Hari Jaina Yanta Venira. Nautam Thakur, that is Bilas Manjari. He has descended to get some teaching to us. He was not an ordinary singer. Singer means?
Singer,
okay?
Yeah.
My language is so lame and you can take some notes on it. Don't go to grammar and I have not gone to any school colleges. I was first admitted in Gaurkishore Das primary school, and I've heard that there is a college, Haridas College, but I have never been. But now so many devotees are going to so many universities here, there.
Now we are reading at University of Krishna Das.
So, Nautam Thakur is telling, weeping. What telling? Gauranga balite hobe pulaka sari. When a day will come, a moment will come, that we will chant Gauranga Hari. And at once, heart will be melted and tears continuously coming. When a day will come. But we are seeing that we are chanting daily so much, singing also, glorifying also, but no tears, no heart melting. Then that we should sing, Tadasmasaram Hidali Bhati Jadagriyamane Harinam Nabhikrita Jada Vikaro Nite Halam Nagastra Rehe Suharsa. If you are chanting the name of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we are thinking how to make money, how to make money. Mind is going here and there. Riding on mind horse, uncontrolled horse, here and there. No tears. If sometimes tears we can bring artificially, but no heart melting. To cheat others, then we should think, I have so many lakhs and lakhs, but so many offenses. We have offended devotees. We have defended Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna. But more, dangerous is, any devotee is criticizing. Offense, Krishna cannot tolerate it. So we should be very careful for this. So he is telling that I have perhaps so many offenses, that is why tears are not coming. Our heart is not melting. So my heart is more harder than any mountains, rocks, thunderbolts, even. Trees can be melted. Stones can be melted. But my heart is not melting. How it can melt? If there is no mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu is causeless, merciful. He has come to give his mercy. Without his mercy we cannot go any inch further. We cannot realize all these things. Offense will not go. So we should pray for the mercy of Nityananda. What is that? So he is praying to Nityananda Prabhu. But what so much worldly desires? Sanshar Bhashana. What is this? We want to test sense gratification somehow. Even in the age of 80, we want to marry again. Those who are wives have kicked us so many times. But even we have no senses. We want to marry again, again, again. This vasana is not going on. Vasana means desire to taste worldly desires. Sense gratification. So I pray Nityananda Prabhu that he should be merciful to me. Without his mercy we cannot. We know that by our intelligence we cannot control our minds and hearts and all these things. Then what should we do? All Nityananda Prabhu. There are so many songs by Narottam Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that Nityananda Prabhu has sprinkled his mercy, so that this samsara vasana should go away at once. And then, Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti should come. If there is Nishtha and Ruchi, Ruchi, you know, greed, then we will see that we are in line, and quickly, quickly, all desires will go away. But if there is no test, no nishtha, then certainly there is very little hope. But Nityananda Prabhu can sprinkle, because his mercy is everywhere, even in Hawaii, even in whole world, last and last world, his mercy is always like wet everywhere. So if we can touch any little particle of that wave, then we will be our life situation. Same, he again, samsara vasana is going on. It is all right by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. But not love and affection, braja prem, no greed at all. Then what we should do? Nityananda Prabhu will cut all our desires and everything. Lust also, everything he will cut. But there is mercy of someone else who is always serving Radha and Krishna conjugal. And who is that person? That there is need of mercy of Rupa and Raghunath. Why? When Radha Krishna and Jugal in Vrindavan in Kunju, Baladeva Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu cannot enter there. There's this shape. But they can enter in Anangmanjari shape, not in this shape. So, Rup Goswami, that is Rupmanjari and Rati Manjari, that is very, very essential to realize all this. What is love of Krishna? Who are Radha and Krishna? There are four things that Raramananda told. Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Rasa Tattva, and Prem Tattva. And quickly, Raramananda explained all these things. Also he explained so many things. But the thing that Vrindavan Prabhu is making so many fruit juice. But you cannot do. Why? He knows the proportion, what thing, how much water, how much rush, how much seed, how much what thing should be given. Proportion. So there is Sattvic, Vyabhichari, Thayi Bhav, Vibhav, Anubhav. We can learn from Shastra, Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu. But we cannot do anything, we cannot mix and the rush will not be so sweet. So Rupa Goswami has given all these things. But how to mix them? Only Rati Manjari, that is Raghunath Das Goswami, in his all books. So both are needed. Without the help of Raghunath Das Goswami, we cannot realize who was Rupa Goswami. And without the help of Rupa Goswami, we cannot know what was that play of Radha and Krishna. Jugal Priti. Jugal Priti means love of Jugal. Conjugal love, what is. So we need so much mercy of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Then, Rupa Raghunath That is why Nautam Thakur is said, I am hopeless. I have given up my intelligence, all kinds of intelligence. By this we cannot do anything. Even we cannot control our bad mind and heart. Nothing. So, only my hope is the lotus dust of the feet of Rupa and Raghunath. I have given myself totally in the lotus feet of Rupa. Not like us, that we have given and offered ourselves in the lotus feet of our Gurudev. But we told that Gurudev, I am offering everything, but he will be with me in my pocket. Not as the king, I will not give you. So in this way. So we should try to be like Narottam Thakur, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, my Gurudev, like your Gurudev Srila Prabhupada. Mercifully, he has come in this island, so far away from India. Had he come to collect some money to make big temples? Never. He came to make so many temples in heart that he will never be fall down. If you are engaging and doing all these things and not making temple here, love and affection here for devotees and Radha and Krishna, Jagul, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was he? How he distributed this unlied love and affection to all? Even to animals like tigers and lions, big hawks and snakes, You know, Kripa Saivan. So we should try to follow this thing. Otherwise, we will be like sannyasi, again falling down. I think no fall down. From beginning they were falling down. Guru never falls. Any devotee never falls. You can tell that Jai Vijay fell down from that. But it is absurd. They have come to serve and to sat to Narayan. Narayan has wished to enjoy Divyas. And that is why knowingly they can. Bharat Maharaj never fell down. For giving our something. Teaching. Seeing a deer, he fell down. For three
lifetime.
But Krishna Chakravarti Thakur and all other acharyas are telling that don't think that they have fallen down. Only to give some lesson. They have did. That even he has attained Rati Sai Bhav. And if attachment for anything, any dear, to get up his wife, beautiful sons, daughters, kingdom, wealth, gardens, everything. And he was doing aradhana of Krishna. And he has come at the stage of Rati. But having some charm, attraction for dear, and at the time of death, he was reminding, dear, 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 oh dear, oh dear. But oh dear, Krishna not telling. That is my attempt. So we should be careful. If you are served Swamiji, then why all these things? Oh, I should marry again, 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 again. Why? You have been married to Krishna by Gopal Mantra. Your Guru has given marriage to Krishna. Why again to be married? Don't. And if you are married, no harm. Both you should try to serve Radha, Krishna, Kaliyugal and Mahaprabhu. Always chanting, remembering. Oh, I am very much worried for my maintenance. How can I? Oh, Krishna maintains whole world and only you will be exception that you will not maintain. All the rivers have been dried, all the trees are not giving leaves and fruits, or there are no caves in mountains to live there. Oh, now in India, persons are not dying, so that wrapping cloth and they give it to. They keep it to burning ground and cloths are there where you will take it. In India, where you will go? I think in the whole world, if you will do, oh, I want to take a piece of the bird. Oh, they can. There are also some merciful persons in the world. Otherwise, Krishna will come and give you everything. So we should try to use this human life in chanting, remembering and taking the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Radha and Krishna, devotees like Roop and Raghunath, your Prabhupada, my Sikha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. You should be very strong, very, very strong. And thus you will see that whole world will teach from you. Gau Prema, be merciful to make me also a strong one. My prayer is to all, from all. I am so happy to come. And in this forest, in midst of Ashishakosan, I am seeing a very beautiful temple. I want that this temple should be in your heart, that anyone cannot this way, this way, any weapon, any bomb, atom bomb, micro atom bomb cannot touch here. So we are soul, part and parcel, and eternal service of back to God and back to home. What name?
Radha Kunja Bihari.
Whose name is Kunja Prabhu. Kunja Prabhu ki.
Introduce my disciples to you.
Yeah.
It would be very nice if
very
some of the devotees are regularly attending the temple here. Maybe we can make some room.
Okay. Yes. Very good. Initiated by Swamiji?
Yes.
Very good.
We have been married for 27 years. I am Srila Prabhupada's disciple since 1969. Here, one of the first devotees here in Hawaii Island.
Another?
Okay, Hare Krishna. Oh, you know, Devanandi Devi, Hare Krishna.
She
is Chiranjeev's wife, but she's also my disciple. Hare Krishna.
Sister of Braja Sundari.
Yes.
Sister of wife of
Markandai.
Yeah. Right.
So come forward.
Where? Next of Christ.
Dear to
Chiranjeev Prabhu.
Yes.
I wanted this line.
Right.
He told me to come.
Chiranjeev, he is always very supportive of our program here. He is my friend for many, many years. Yes, right? Nithai Charandas, he is my... Hare Krishna. Nithai Charandas.
He is from?
Originally, he is from where?
Miami, Florida.
Miami.